Hey girl, I'm so excited you are here, and I cannot wait to take you through this meditation or visualization, whatever your intention is for this. Get what you came for. Show up, let your mind quiet, and really tap into your future self. That's what today's meditation is all about. Before we get started, I have found that the way we make decisions is what creates our reality. So, in order to create a new reality, we have to change our current level of decision making. And there's so many ways to do that, and that's why coaching is so powerful. But today I'm going to take you through this exercise to help you tap into the woman that you want to be and making decisions from that place. Because that offers you different insight and access into that woman's mind and that woman's decision-making process, and will allow you to make the decisions that you ultimately want, or give yourself the peace of mind that you need, or tell yourself what you need to hear in this moment from that place. So I use this in so many different ways. To access just some peace of mind, or to access an ability to make decisions, and that's what I want to do for you all today. So, I want you to sit Indian style with your palms up, get into a comfortable position, and I want you to take three deep breaths in. So, in through your nose and out through your mouth. So, breathe in. And out through your mouth. Quiet your mind, let the day's stress, thoughts, anything on your mind slip away. Breathe in. And one more time, breathe in. Get centered. Now, I want you to envision the woman you are in the future. It doesn't matter how many years, it could be a year from now, it could be 10 years from now, it could be 20 years, whatever comes to mind. Think about her. What does she look like? How does she carry herself? How does she dress? What's her energy like? Now, really drop into her. Feel what she feels. Envision her daily life. Now, I'm going to walk you through each aspect of this woman's life. You are her, and she is you, but she is you in the future and has the life that you so desire. So first, I want you to imagine, what does her business or career look like? What type of work does she do? Don't get stuck in the how or what it is exactly. Just envision what her daily life is like in this business or career. What fulfills her in her work? What is her mission and her purpose in her work? What excites her about her work? Who does she work with? What type of clients or employees? Really envision it. How does she interact with them? What are her goals? Okay, now I want you to envision what her health is like. How does she feel? How does she feel about her body? What kind of energy does she have? What types of things does she like to eat? And how does she move her body? What type of exercise does she do, or daily routine does she have when it comes to her health? Now, I want you to envision how this woman feels about her finances. How does she feel about her money? Does she even think about it because she's so free and comfortable? What does she do with it? How does she spend it? How does she invest it? Does it excite her? Keep breathing into this woman. Now, what types of relationships does she have with her friends and family? How does she feel about those relationships? What kind of time does she spend with these people? What are her friends like? What do they do together? What do they do for fun? What do they talk about? And her family, how does she spend that time? Does she have a family of her own? What do they do together? How much does she interact with her extended family, and how do they spend their time together? Now I want you to think about how this woman shows up to her personal growth. What types of things does she do that she's grown into? How does she celebrate and recognize this growth? And what does she do daily, weekly, monthly to continue to grow? What things does she consistently do outside of her comfort zone? How does she invest her time, energy, and money into her growth? Now I want you to think about the romance in this woman's life. How does she feel about her relationship or her marriage? What excites her about it? How does she feel about it? What kind of man does she have in her life? What do they like to do together? How does he show his love for her? How do you show your love for him? Now I want you to think about the space she lives in. What does her space look like? How does it feel? What type of care does she take within it? What's her physical space like in her car, in her work? What's her office like? Where does she go to get away and unplug? Last, I want you to think about what kind of fun does this woman have? Or what is fun to her? What type of space does she create to have fun and enjoy her hobbies and things she loves? Who does she do it with? How often? What new things does she enjoy? Really sink into this woman. You've envisioned every single part of her, and this is you. This is the future version of you. Now, if you have created the time and space, I want you to open your eyes. I want you to write down anything that's come to your mind, anything that this woman would want to tell you. What words of advice, what peace of mind, what actions she's telling you to take, what things she wants to remind you of in this current moment. This woman knows how to guide you. And when you're done, take a deep breath and remember you always can access this woman for this information and for this insight. Thank you so much. I hope you all have a beautiful day. Bye.